The Gemara says that for many mitzvot that we do today, which we perform happily, there's a certain simcha about it. And others, that simcha is lacking. What is the reason for it? For example, the mitzvah of a brit milah. Brit milah in general is accepted as a very happy occasion. First place, a man has a son, that alone is already something to be happy about. He celebrates. Secondly, the brit milah is something that's considered a festive occasion where people come. There's an aura of elation there, simcha. We have a case of marriage, which is simcha. It should be simcha. It should be happier than a brit milah. Yet we find that marriage is never as happy as a brit milah. In a brit milah, no arguments arise. Everyone is happy at the time. At marriage, there's always arguments. The Gemara says there cannot be a marriage without a battle first between the consuegos, bride side, the groom side. This one says they want the wedding this way. This one wants the other way. This one wants the bride's parents to give more money towards the wedding. This one wants the other side to give more money. There's always the arguments about money. Whatever they could do back, the marriage contract is written. How much to write down? Four fives or five fives. So much money in the ketubah, marriage contract, there's always a battle, always a dispute over it. Why is the simcha brit milah so pure and filled with simcha? Why is the marriage ceremony, that is that which precedes the marriage ceremony, when it comes to the ketubah, finally they're all happy. But until they get to it, they have to get over the hurdle of this controversy, dispute, and sometimes brings out the worst in a person. The reason is that it's the way the mitzvah was accepted originally. Mitzvah brit milah was accepted with happiness. As King David says in David, Ses anochi al imratecha. That very happy about this mitzvah, which came through the word of Hashem. The first mitzvah that Hashem gave to Avraham Avinu, and I feel simcha over it. It was accepted with simcha by Avraham Avinu too. So originally it was accepted with simcha, and therefore this simcha remained for ages. The law of marriage, which meant that there is a restriction. No longer can the bride seek other suitors, no longer can the husband go out and seek others, or no longer can the husband marry certain people. Once he marries this bride, then there are certain women that now he is forbidden to marry. Anyone related to the bride now is forbidden for him. So when this mitzvah was given, the Chumash HaTorah tells us that the Jews cried over it. They were sad over this mitzvah. And because it was accepted, the sadness, there remained this controversy, this ill feeling, till the end of time. That is, till Mashiach comes. The Gemara assures us that there cannot be a ketubah, a marriage contract, without some kind of a battle that must take place. It's not a happy thought, and of course, knowing this is going to take place, people should prepare for it. In other words, get the right type of weapons. And the best weapons are the willingness to compromise, to give in and to make peace. Naturally, every rule has its exceptions. There are some rare cases where it goes through without any dispute, without any argument, but in those cases too, hiddenly, if it doesn't come out in the open, then it might be in feelings alone. This is a fact that must be experienced. And the Torah tells us that there is no such thing as a ketubah without an argument or some kind of that ill feeling. We have to believe that whenever that it's there. Some people are too polite to bring it out openly, but they have a resentment within them. But that exists in every case. The exceptional cases are where it doesn't come out too much in the open, or possibly even at all in the open. The average case, of course, is where there are open arguments that reach a heated degree at many times. There have been cases where, by the way, the match was broken just before the wedding ceremony because of these arguments. The reason for this is the origin of the way the mitzvah was accepted in the first place.